Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here Thursday, April 20th. Hope everyone's doing well. I've got our regular visitor, Pastor Bobby Hill from New Life Church at 1200 Welty Road. Is that right, Bobby?
Hello. Yes, it is. 1200 Welty Road, Southeast Coleman, Alabama.
Look, and of course, you know me, I always like to say 11th Street Southeast, but I know you corrected me the very first time.
Well, I wouldn't have, except people will not find it if they go to 1200 11th Street.
Yeah.
It won't happen.
Well, just take 11th Street to the big curve.
Yes.
There you go.
There's new life in Dead Man's Curve.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because that is a... What would you call that, Bobby? A 45 or a 90 degree?
90.
90 degree angle, yeah.
90 degree angle.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't good at math, can you tell?
Yeah, really.
What's Danielle shaking her head at me for?
Well, I don't know. She turned that camera around, take a picture of herself.
Yeah, there you go. She is a selfie queen. Let me tell you something. She takes pictures every day and puts them on Facebook.
Yes, I see those.
I might do that once a month, but yes. Holy smoke.
Yes.
So what's been going on with it? Well, I tell you what, Bobby, why don't we go ahead and say a prayer, and then we'll talk about general stuff.
Absolutely. Father God, we are thankful to you that you have loved us, and you have demonstrated your love through Jesus Christ, and we continue to celebrate this season of Easter, of the crucifixion and the resurrection of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, it's our heart that you be glorified in all ways. And so we ask that you continue to direct us, guide us, inspire us, as we seek to do that, to spread forth the good news of the gospel of the kingdom of God, and see that your love is shed abroad in people's hearts, and that our community comes together in unity and purpose as we focus on you in all things. Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. So, Bobby, over the last week or two, we've been talking about the resurrection, but you know, that's just a subject that you touch on that you can never get enough of.
Absolutely, you know, and the Easter Bunny, he came and went.
Well, let me tell you something. He did not come to my house.
Did you not?
No, I did not, and I'm so disappointed.
That's crazy, man. You know, I never even saw him.
Look, I like those little bitty chocolate eggs, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't get any of those. They look like little footballs or something, but
yes,
I guess they're eggs.
Exactly. That was supposed
man,
to be.
Man, I
eggs.
Like those. Yeah. Those are good. Yeah. I can't say much. Path changers are still in the house, so they're going to get on to me about eating chocolate.
Exactly. Be careful on that. Get the dark chocolate, Daryl. You'll be good.
Well, isn't the dark chocolate better for you when you
get? Yes, absolutely. Dark chocolate is good for you.
Well, then, there you go.
We there's enough studies we can convince Sandy, I think.
Well, she's probably got some in her pocket right now,
yeah,
I bet.
She probably does, yeah. Dark chocolate. Yes.
Too bad you won't share.
So, you know, but Easter, you know, thinking about, you know, holidays come and go, and sometimes we just kind of forget. I mean, already, you know, it seemed like Easter Sunday was it last week or
exactly.
The week before, you know, but... between the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus, there were 40 days. And so we're still in that season. We got about 35 more days
exactly.
to go, you know, of the resurrected Jesus Christ walking around on the earth. And that's a lot to think about.
How incredible is that?
You know?
Can you imagine people just seeing him going, wait a minute, I thought you were dead.
Exactly. And at least about 500 people, they say, saw him.
Exactly.
After he was resurrected. And you know, most of those folks, when they saw him the first time, they didn't recognize him. So, you know, I'm thinking, well, what kind of body was that? What did he really look like?
Right.
And we don't know that. I mean, it's incredible to think about.
So, and look, I'm just taking a guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
So do you think his body was different because of him being in that death for 3 days that they couldn't recognize him in that manner, or?
I don't know. I think once he resurrected, that he had a different...
Different glow, different look.
Different kind of body. We know, all the word we have is a glorified body.
Exactly.
He looked different somehow, but we know he could, you know, walls were not obstacles for him.
Right.
So we know that. So whatever kind of body that is, we dream about it in sci-fi.
Exactly.
You know, so... And they didn't immediately recognize him, but, you know, after some mannerism, so he had at least some mannerisms, and that, you know, the two guys on the way to Emmaus Road, on the Emmaus Road to Emmaus, you know, when he prayed, they recognized
right.
him, knew who he was. Up to then, they didn't. So, you know, at least some of his mannerisms and things were the same, and I don't know what was and what wasn't, but it's intriguing to think about.
Right. So can you just imagine, maybe if we want to call it non-believer of who he was, and mm-hmm. and then to see him come back out of that tomb, mm-hmm. you would have to think they would be in awe.
Absolutely.
He is the Son of God. Look at him.
Absolutely. And I like to do that with all of Scripture. I like to think through more than just the words on the page, like, what did people think and feel? And, you know, what was that event like? Because right. there was real life drama in all of that that you don't get out of the words on the page. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, when Mary saw that's him, I mean, what was her expression?
Exactly.
Oh, he's not the gardener after all, you know? I don't know. It's just incredible to think about.
But, you know, and it's incredible to me, though, of the people that did have the faith of who he was, mm-hmm. you know, and they just came to him in groves, just, if I can just touch you, mm-hmm. you know, will you heal my son? Mm-hmm. He's already healed. You can go home.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To get a little bit of mud and put it on somebody's eyes.
Absolutely.
And instant sight.
Yes.
True miracles. And that's what gets me. True miracles in front of a lot of people, and probably some still didn't believe.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that had to be true. They believed in the miracle, I guess, but not in the person that he was. You know what I'm saying?
I know. And I don't understand a lot of it, nor will I ever. And but even, you know, for the slaves to come out of Egypt, and they're like, well, I'm just ready to go back.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? You're free.
Right.
You know, we're ready to go back.
Yeah, that's that mindset, you know.
Yeah.
But I think we live there in our own selves.
Oh, I'm sure.
Our own selves.
Right.
And that's the thing about the resurrection. I mean, you know, a dead man came back to life. Well, you know, that by itself is... by itself intriguing and fascinating.
Right.
But the resurrection means so much more than that.
Exactly.
And yet we don't necessarily think in those terms.
Right.
But if that spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us, then what's that mean for us?
Right.
Yeah. Now how are we thinking?
Yeah.
You know, are we thinking the old or the new?
Yeah, exactly.
And so...
It's, you know, and I think it's just something that we have to do every day. You know, we have to think of the new every day.
Absolutely. I think it takes discipline, and I don't think we can be a Christian by discipline per se by itself, but it takes discipline in our minds, our human minds. I say mind and our thoughts and emotions, discipline in those to be in tune with what's true about us in the spirit.
Right.
And so that's what you're saying every day. Every
exactly.
day. Because my human mind wants to keep drifting.
Mine too.
You know.
Mine too.
Yeah. It's the old, the physical, the natural.
Yeah.
And, well, that's not what's true about us anymore.
Yeah.
It's true. And so that resurrection is, that's also, you know, Jesus Christ is what the future is going to be.
Right.
And so that resurrection, Jesus is the first of a new creation. And we use that term a little bit in our church speak, new creation, but I don't know that we very often use that in the right context. But Jesus, being a resurrected man, is a new kind of creature.
Right.
I mean, being born, his birth, conception, and his resurrection, man, it makes him a whole different kind of creation.
Exactly.
So Adam being the first Adam, Jesus is the last Adam. He is the first of a new creation. And I don't know that we get that, but just as real as God created Adam and then everything, all humanity came after that, so Jesus is the first of a new creation, and now a new creation is going to come after him.
Right.
And that's us.
Right.
We're in that new creation if the Spirit of Christ is within us.
Exactly.
But do we think that way? Do we, you know, do we discipline ourselves to receive the truth of all that?
Yeah. And I think it's so important for everyone out here to realize who he is, the magnitude of who he is,
yes.
what he can do. Because I think so many people get caught up in I need a miracle, and I need a miracle now. Mm-hmm. I need a miracle for my child. I need a miracle for my dad, for my friend. They need healing. And if they don't receive that healing as soon as they pray, then they start wandering off, you know? And I'll give you a prime example. Yeah. When my stepson was killed in Iraq, the thing that my wife said at that time was, why did God take him away from me? Mm-hmm. You know, and it was the hardest thing for me to, you know, constantly speak to her about God and who he was and how mighty he was, mm-hmm. you know, to give her that comfort that she needed from him.
Yeah.
And it's just an everyday thing, you know, with everybody. You know, you can't lose that faith and or what they may call that hope that they have, but it's your faith.
Yes, it
is. You know, and if you're a born-again Christian and a believer, you have to have that faith. I know we're of the flesh. I know we're of the world, and our mind will wander, you know, and we wonder, why didn't he heal my father, you know, or my mom, you know? Mm-hmm. But, you know, he is a mystery. You know, everything's in his timing. Of when he wants. And years later, you will always see, oh, I see how it played out now. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes.
And so I just want people to keep that hope, to keep that faith of who he is, mm-hmm. and to never back off.
Right.
Because if you ever back off, I believe it's even harder for a person to go back to him and live for him, mm-hmm. because they get caught up in that world.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's hard to answer a mother's heart or anybody's heart that's in such pain, and that's complicated, and I don't want to ever belittle that, but in order for our faith to be what it is, we have to always believe that God is good and that he is a rewarder of those that seek him.
Exactly.
And Hebrews tells us that. But if we don't believe that God is good, then we start asking those hard questions, like, well, why did God do that?
Right.
Is he bad?
Right.
And so, you know, then we get all twisted up. Now our mind gets confused because
exactly.
we start thinking wrong about God. And even just because we can't explain it or don't understand it, we should never, ever believe that God is not good.
Exactly.
And that one thing is very important.
Exactly.
To keep that in our perspective.
And I think, and maybe I see it the wrong way, I don't know. But many times when people speak to me about him, you know, and why, you know, I'm like, you know, we do live in an imperfect world.
Absolutely.
You know, from the book of Genesis,
yeah.
there you go, it all happened. Mm-hmm. So, and it's always going to be an imperfect world, yeah. you know, until he comes back for us.
And see, and that's part of what's great about the resurrection. That's the answer.
Exactly.
A new creation. There's going to be a new creation. This old creation is going to pass away. And there's a new creation, and Jesus is what that looks like, and that's what we're going to look like. All those who are in Christ are going to be part of that new creation, and then we'll have none of those things that we now
right.
wish we didn't have.
Right.
We will have that perfect world. So God's really already done that. It's just that we haven't seen it happen yet.
Right.
But it's in Christ. It's like that seed. He's a seed, And, you know, even Jesus said, unless the seed dies and falls into the earth, you know, it don't bear fruit. Well, he's done that. And he's the firstborn of all creation. He's the firstborn from the dead. And so, anyway, our hope and our trust and our belief, our faith has got to be in Jesus and in that new and not in this old.
Yeah. Because, you know, I think it's good for everybody to know. Even though, you know, we do believe and we are believers, you know what? We're of the flesh too, and we have a hard time just like a non-believer does.
Absolutely.
You know, and they have to know that. You know, we are all of the same. We all love him, and we want them to love him, worship him just like we do.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
You know.
We get up, we go to work, we're tired, we experience all the things of life. I guess the difference is what's in our hearts and the way we see things.
Right.
What we believe, that's different.
Exactly.
And so, you know, we often say that, you know, being a Christian doesn't necessarily change your circumstances, but it changes how you go through your circumstances.
Exactly.
So we're people like everybody in this world.
So we all struggle at some times, but having that faith, you know, and keeping it is what matters.
Yeah. you know, perspective. I say a lot about perspective, and anytime I do counseling, if you call it that, it's always trying to give people another perspective. The way we see things is so important, and that's, to me, that's the problem with, you know, are we seeing things simply as a human being sees things, or are we seeing things the way God sees things?
Right.
And that makes all the difference in the world. And that's what the gospel is all about. The gospel changes everything because it gives you a new perspective on things.
And I've probably been the world's worst myself about having a perspective of what I believe, whatever the subject may be, and me be so narrow-minded of my thoughts. And as I have gotten older, I have actually said, you know what, Daryl, you're not right all the time.
Oh, man. You
really aren't. So you need to actually listen to other people's perspective and to actually gain more knowledge than what you think you have. Because I don't have all the knowledge, and I know that.
Busted that bubble for me, Daryl. But
I know. Anyway. Look, I hated busting it on myself. Okay, but I'm that way.
But isn't that's part of our growing older?
She's looking at me funny,
isn't it? I mean,
it is.
I think a lot of us do that. I mean, I'm similar to that too. I mean, I used to always think I was right. Now it's like, well, am I ever right?
Yeah, that's me. But, and I know I'm not most of the time, probably.
But it's coming to that place, and it's a place of humility as well, of realizing that we may not be right, but it's not always such a matter of right or wrong. Sometimes it's a matter of, well, what do you believe?
Right.
Do you really believe what you say you do? Whether it's right or not, I mean, just because I believe that doesn't mean I'm trying to say somebody else is wrong. But certainly, if we're not convinced of what we believe, then how can that be faith?
That's true.
I mean,
but the one good thing is that we love him so much.
Yes, because he loves us.
Because he loves us that much and so much more.
Yes.
And it's incredible the love that he has for everybody.
Yes.
Because you know me.
Yes.
Being of the flesh, you know, if somebody makes me mad, I don't like you no more.
Yeah.
You know, and he loves everybody.
Right. Yeah, and you know, he is love, and that it is incredible. It is beyond human comprehension, I think, who he is and how his nature and how he loves us. That's beyond our human experience.
Exactly.
And experiencing that with him on a level of the Holy Spirit. You know, the scripture says the Holy Spirit sheds abroad his love in our hearts. So that's what's happened to us. He has unloaded on us his love inside of us, and it's overwhelming.
It is.
And it really does seem unbelievable because human love is always conditional, you know. And I say that a lot, that we as humans, we love those who are like us, those we like, those who like us.
Right.
You know, we don't give much thought to those who are not like us, or we don't like, or those that don't like us.
Exactly.
But Jesus said, you got to love your enemies if you're going to be like me.
Yeah.
And that's what God did.
Exactly.
He loved his enemies, and he loves his enemies.
Yep, he sure does.
So...
Well, Bobby, thank you for being in this Thursday night.
Yes, and I love it. Thank you.
I love it, too. I love talking about Jesus.
I enjoy it.
I really do. Mm-hmm. Well, we have a new guest coming on here in just a minute. It was a last-minute decision, but we're going to interview her and meet her and show her everybody to Coleman. Look, I forgot what her name was.
It is Diane, I think, Harrison. Harrison?
Look, you tell me I've got short-term memory, and I...
Oh, well, I know her last name's Harrison, and I apologize.
Well, look. All right, look, Bobby, I want you to look at something.
Yeah.
Okay. So Danielle says, you need to look at your notes. Now, tell me that you can decipher something out of all that right there that's all scribbled together.
Well, I see April 20th.
Well, that's the only thing I got out of it. You have been listening to Brother Bobby Hill of New Life Church. This is Big D. We'll be back in just a moment.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show, hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Watley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Watley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP Coleman. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. With us is Diana
Harrison.
Harrison. Look, I knew that. I was just saying Diana. So she was just on Path Changers with Sandy, and so we thought we'd just go ahead and bring her on the Big D Radio Show and speak to her again for a few minutes. So as we were talking during break, you were telling me about your weight loss and how incredible that was. Why don't you tell me exactly what you've done to lose that much weight?
Well, I did a program called TTAP. And basically, in 15 minutes, it's similar to walking into a gym, doing all the equipment, and walking out, because you get full fiber, muscle activation, lymphatic pumping, brain-body connection, I could go on and on and on, couldn't we, Sandy? We could go on and on and on about it. It's amazing. And this is the book. This promise that she makes is that you lose up to 2 sizes in four weeks.
Okay.
And I've seen it. And Sandy?
So basically, it's a workout. Is that what it is?
It's a workout. It's amazing.
So just workout only.
Yep.
There's no pills or no...
No pills. Everything natural. You body brush. I wish I had the little body brush, but you body brush after you do it. It's phenomenal.
So tell me about the body brush. What is that?
Okay. I wish we had it with us. We just took it out to the car. It's a little natural bristle brush, and
okay.
It stimulates your lymphatic flow all through your body. It's phenomenal. And you brush using T-tap movement, and when you do it, it helps circulate your lymph so that you don't get as sick. And I mean, it's just amazing.
Oh, this is brand new. I've never heard of this. I have never
We'll have
heard
to
of
get
this.
You a body brush. We're going to have to get you a body brush.
It'll need to be a big one.
It'll be a big body brush. They have horse brushes.
They have extra large or something like that.
I'm just kidding.
You brush towards your heart.
Yeah, brush towards your heart. It's amazing.
Towards your heart.
Yeah, towards your heart. I've got it all on my website.
So what does that mean by going toward my heart? What does that mean? What's it doing?
Helps pump your blood and moves your lymph so that it circulates throughout your body. The lymph carries toxins.
Okay.
And skin tightening, too.
Yep, skin tightens. Makes you don't have cellulite, which I know you're caring about the cellulite. See, guys.
Well, I've got plenty of it. So, how long has this been out there?
Oh, my goodness.
It's been a while. Like
30, I want to say 30.
I don't know if it's that long, but Teresa's been...
She's on PBS. She's the real deal.
Wow.
She's amazing. Yep. We love her.
All right, so what do you do? I mean, do you go out and buy the book and you can buy the...
DVDs. I have a website, DianaHarrisonStrongEnough.com. So
do you actually sell this?
Yes, I do. I most certainly do. Because I lost 11 sizes, 130 pounds.
Wow.
And I overcame a brain injury using the principles that Teresa Tapp teaches in her book.
So your husband said... Holy smoke, I got a new wife.
He calls me his... It's actually
Seriously.
Our anniversary today. It's actually our anniversary
happy
today.
Anniversary.
Thank you. It's 22 years. He's out of town on business. And so I'm celebrating today with Sandy and was on her show. And I'm so grateful to be on yours.
Wow. So is Ben Mosley outside? Ben Mosley, are you out there in the waiting room? Evidently, he's not. Danielle, will you go check real quick?
She's adorable. I like her.
Hey, look. Don't give her the big head, for
She's
God's sake.
She's precious.
Yeah. Let's get Ben Mosley in here just for a second, if you don't care.
And so while you're doing that, I found out about hair health, and this is where...
Hey Ben, will you come in studio with your guitar? Look, I know this is kind of... This is kind of crazy, but listen, Ben,
Yes. It's
her wedding anniversary today, so can you kind of do a happy anniversary on your guitar real quick?
And it's my birthday in 4 days, too.
Oh,
so.
And you can do a happy birthday to her.
Oh, the pressure. I don't even know that song.
Well, look, just,
okay.
Here we go.
Awesome.
Wait, who do you like?
You.
Oh, God.
My husband. I love my husband. His name's Chris.
Okay, what kind of music do you like?
I like anything.
Luke Bryan or something like that.
I like
okay,
anything.
I got one.
All right, here we go. Ben Mosley. Look.
I listen to a lot of Disney. I got 5 kids, 3 with special needs, so.
I'm putting Ben on the spot.
I know, right?
This is awesome.
This is from your husband to you.
There we go.
Aww.
Baby, last night, his head was down. One of the best nights that I've had, no doubt. In the bottle of wine and the look in your eyes, Marvin Gaye. Then we dance in the dark on the steps of the stars, and it's pouring rain. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough. All I need in this life is your praise and love. If I never get to see the northern lights, if I never see the Eiffel Tower at night, with all I got, your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man. Oh, yes, I could. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, sweetheart. You're
woo-hoo!
That one.
Ben Mosley from Birmingham, Alabama.
Thank you.
Look, being
dude, think about it, darling.
You're awesome. Oh my gosh, that was so perfect. He made me cry.
Well, there you go.
I love it. That's awesome.
Look, I'm sorry I put you on the spot, Ben, but you never know what's going to happen on the Big D Radio Show. So.
Well, awesome, thank you so much. And we've got a little cutie pie over here saying hi.
Well, there you go.
Well, thank you so much. And people can check out my hair. I just started this 2 days ago. Hair health at DianaHarrison.mymonate. It's MONAT.com.
Okay.
It's awesome.
All right. So tell me what it does.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So in basically 5 days, my hair went from being coarse to being like all... Did I have you feel my hair? I don't remember.
No. Come on. Let me feel your hair.
Come here. I'll let you feel my hair.
I'll let you feel mine, too.
Let me feel your hair. Yeah. Ooh.
Wait a minute. Here.
Ooh. Yeah. Your hair feels good. I told you already that my dad used to say that God made a few perfect heads, but
yes,
hair on the rest of us, you know, so.
Well, that's awesome.
But 5 days, it went from being coarse, and it was really fine, not fine, but like kind of falling out, thinning, and in 5 days, it started getting thick, and now it's like, hey, I got some hair on my head. I don't look like I've had any problems with thinning.
No. So, because it's your anniversary, if you'll give Danielle some information, we'll actually give you a free plug or two on what's happening in Coleman Facebook page. And I have over 1 million hits per month, every month. So,
a man right there.
So there you go.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, sweet pea. You guys have been absolutely delightful. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being on our show. Is there any other products that you want to talk about before we get done with the interview?
The Rejuvenate Oil. People can call me. I'm going to give you my phone number.
Do it right now.
845-421-1575. Because I've got a team of people, my husband, my son, and I, and then sister-in-law. We've got a team building right now, and we're helping people. Like, if anyone needs extra money,
okay,
this is the time. They've got, like, $2,400 in extra bonuses.
Wow.
One of my friends is making $10,000 a month, just saying.
Wow.
So if you need a little extra cash, you've got a teenager that's trying to adult, I can help them.
Is there any chance she needs a boyfriend? At $10,000 a month, come on.
I think she's married. She's actually married. She's really cute too, Molly. You know who you are.
And she's got good hair, right?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she's got good hair too. By the way,
she does. She's my upline is phenomenal. As a matter of fact, if you're struggling, they'll pop people in on my Facebook. I talk all about it. My son, who had dandruff, lost it in a day. Like it just
no
stopped.
Way.
I'm not kidding. And then his hair was falling out, and it stopped in a day, too. It's very natural-based, botanicals, 95%, great kids line. I could go on all day.
Wow.
I tried it, and I thought everybody was crazy, saying their hair felt like liquid gold. And now I'm like, oh.
It really does.
It does. So tell them how my hair feels.
Feels great. And you've got to, if you ever see her in Walmart or where, just go up, rub her head. She don't care.
I don't care. Apparently you don't either. It's awesome. You're so cool. Thank you so much for having me on your show. You
are
just
welcome.
A neat person, and
well, thank you.
I feel very grateful to be here with you guys. I think you are. I want to come back and play with y'all again.
All right.
This is awesome.
You just tell Danielle when you want to come back, and she'll book you back on the show.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Diana, for being on the show. Thank you, Sandy, for sitting in with us. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio.
Thank you. Okay. Second show.
Live 95 is doing it again. Live 95 turns 3 years old this month, and we're throwing a huge party to celebrate. Live 95.5, Coleman's independent radio, is proud to announce the return of our Battle of the Band series. And this year, we're expanding it to 2 days and moving it to the Coleman County Fairgrounds. We're also adding food trucks, an arts and crafts area, and an area for the kids. Live 95 works with local bands each year to give them a chance to perform for their community and be broadcast live on the air. This year's event will be April 29th and 30th, and we are planning an event to be bigger and better than ever. Y'all show your love for our great sponsors, Creative Design, John's Lawn Care and Pressure Washing, your local CPA, Denise Key, Dye Service Heating and Cooling, Freedom Insurance Agency, and Pepsi of Coleman. If you'd like to help promote local music and sponsor this event, send us an email to studio@live95coleman.com. Check out this list of local Coleman bands we've booked so far. Brick Avenue, Wes Brown, Gary Sanders, Stone Floor Theory, Inclination of Direction, Down South, and Dark Before Dawn, all on Saturday. Then come back on Sunday for round two, Crushing Atlas and the Cotton Pickin' Kids. Been excited to bring you a unique blend of music for the last 3 years, featuring music you may not hear on the dial here in Coleman. The FCC granted us use of the 95.5 frequency, so we felt it only fitting to give Coleman access to their best local bands for the low price of $9.55. Tickets are available now on the Live 95 website at www.live95coleman.com through the Eventbrite service. Get your ticket now, because there's limited availability, and tickets are sure to be a bit higher at the door on the day of the event. It's the Live 95 Third Annual Battle of the Bands, live from the Coleman County Fairgrounds, and broadcast live on 95.5 FM right here in Coleman, Alabama. Thanks for supporting Live 95, Coleman's independent radio.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5, bringing you Creative Design. They integrate cutting-edge graphic design into a high-volume printing operation, combining state-of-the-art technology with the artistic human element. Creative Design offers vehicle wraps, signs, banners, jerseys, and printed shirts of all kinds, hats, and so much more. They are the premier printers for Cosmic Sound, Live 95.5 on the Big D Radio Show. Let Tina Walters at Creative Design help you with your purchase and design. You can find them on Facebook, Creative Design, 256-734-7242. That's 256-734-7242.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
To the Big D Radio Show. Man, we're having a happening show tonight. With us is local artist. Once again, welcome back, Gary Sanders.
Thank you for having me.
Man, it's good to have you back in studio, man. We had a blast the first time you was here. You had your friend...
Matt Crawford.
Matt Crawford.
Yes.
And I think Matt was a drummer, is that
yeah,
right?
Drummer extraordinaire.
Danielle and I, we watched your video the other night. I guess you was at Karma's... I believe that was the video that we watched.
Yeah,
was
you
at
Karma's? That was the Friday after we were here
okay,
for the interview.
Okay, because
yeah.
I seen him on drums and somebody else was on bass, I think.
Yeah, that would be John Walker from Huntsville.
Okay, now is John part of the Gary Sanders band?
Yeah, we're okay. The trio. There's that's the three of us. That's all we got right now.
Awesome. So are you ready for the Battle of the Bands?
Yeah, ready as ever.
Man, April 29th and 30th at the Coleman County Fairgrounds. We've got 12 bands. Gary is going to play on Saturday. And, man,
four
we're going
to
4 o'clock see Gary Sanders. Gary, you have a brand new album coming out. I know it's not going to be ready by the Battle of the Bands, but no. I believe you've just released a brand new song off that.
Yeah, Another Lonely Sunset. We did two at first, you know, and wanted something to throw out there just to get the word out. So, you know, this song was, you know, it's kind of a, you know, laid back with a southern feel, bluesy feel, you know, and, you know, we thought that would be good, you know, to capture a, you know, really wide audience. So, that was the one, and it's done really well. It's done really well.
That's awesome.
It sounds great, but the album's done, recorded it at Charles Baker's place, Baker Productions, and it's off to mastering and publication, and now we're just sitting here twiddling our thumbs waiting on that. But, you know, Record Store Day is the 22nd, and then we got the thing, you know, Battle of Bands is the 29th, but it's not going to make it. It'll be a few days late.
Well, that's fine. We'll have you back on the Big D Radio Show when you have it all out.
We're going to do it live, you know.
There you go.
You get to hear it live first.
That's awesome.
Then please buy it.
Yeah, please buy the record.
Yeah.
He's got bills to pay.
Yeah, if you rip off the internet or rip off some millionaire guy, you know.
Exactly right. Yeah,
please support local artists. Not just me. Dark Before Dawn also has a new album out, and they'll have it there. Inclination of Direction, their new album will be there. So, you know, so much good local music coming out. It's like
exactly.
Right now. You know, you don't have to shop for it. It's all around you in your own neighborhood. You know?
So we want to let everybody know that all these bands that's going to be at the Battle of the Bands, they're going to have their merchandise that you can actually buy from them. So,
yes.
And it definitely helps them out.
Sure.
So, you know, Gary Sanders, he's got a huge following here in Coleman, and we know they're all going to be there at the Battle of the Bands along with all of the other followings from the bands. And, man, we're just going to have a great time. So, Gary, if you want to, you want to just go ahead and play us one real quick,
yeah,
man?
To be honest with you, I hadn't planned on it. I just happened to have a guitar in the car. You know?
Well, you know me. I'm going to pressure you.
You know, I'd rather have one and not need it than to not have one when I need it.
There you go.
So, there it is.
Ladies and gentlemen of Coleman, here's Gary Sanders.
All right, this is one. I'm going to do one off the Sidesteps album. That was the previous album we did and released it a couple of years ago. And it's called Happy Train Song. Hope you like it. I meant to catch the last train, but I caught the one before. You'll never know just what may come. Leaves the wrong door. I'm looking out the window and I see right through the dark. So I began the letter rock we used to write back then. A piece of paper and some ink that can tell you when. I'm someone old now, but I can still see your smile. And in this note I write of things that through the moon I see. All of the creatures of the night have been revealed to me. They're not so scary now, so let's sleep with the lights out. So take my hand, my child of love, step inside my fears, and swim the magic ocean I've been crying all these years. It's going to take a while, but I'll get there soon from now. Familiar ghosts were flying by, staring through the glass. I just smiled back and waved, hoping this trip would be the last. I noticed as I turned Then finally the whistle blew, I come to the end. Stepped off the car onto a land where I had never been. But I knew no one there, and just walked off toward the trees. And I knew no one there, and just walked off toward the trees.
Excellent job, Gary Sanders. Look, you better be glad I didn't have drumsticks because I was fixing to start playing over. Look, I got one pin.
There's
Look, I didn't see it. Otherwise, I've been beating on the table over here. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Sanders. Look, you can check him here locally in Coleman. He's all the time doing gigs around here. He will be at the Battle of the Bands, 4 p.m., April the 29th. Man, we're just going to have a great time to bring the local talent out here. Because as Gary has mentioned before, like everybody else, we don't have a local venue, you know, really for all the local artists here. And we at Live 95.5 has decided to go ahead and bring back another Battle of the Bands, you know, to show off and showcase the local talent that we have. And it's just incredible, Gary. And
Great stuff, and
I know you know a lot of these other bands here in Coleman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all great guys, you know, just all kinds of music around. You know, there's going to be something for everybody there.
Exactly.
It's going to be a great show. I mean, you know, both dates are going to be great.
All these bands that have got their own style of singing that they do and the playing that they do, and it's just a big selection for everybody to listen to.
That's true.
It's great. Very nice. Thanks for being on the Big D Radio Show, man.
Back, man.
And we are going to see you April 29th at the Battle of the Bands presented by Live 95.5. And you get with Danielle when the album comes out, and go ahead and come back to the Big D Radio Show.
I sure will.
Sounds good.
Anytime.
Hey, you're listening to the Big D Radio Show. Up next from Birmingham, Alabama, it is Ben Mosley. So we're going to talk to him and get to know a little bit more about Ben and the Contraband. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Live 95 is doing it again. Live 95 turns 3 years old this month, and we're throwing a huge party to celebrate. Live 95.5, Coleman's independent radio, is proud to announce the return of our Battle of the Band series. And this year, we're expanding it to 2 days and moving it to the Coleman County Fairgrounds. We're also adding food trucks, an arts and crafts area, and an area for the kids. Live 95 works with local bands each year to give them a chance to perform for their community and be broadcast live on the air. This year's event will be April 29th and 30th, and we are planning an event to be bigger and better than ever. Y'all show your love for our great sponsors, Creative Design, John's Lawn Care and Pressure Washing, your local CPA, Denise Key, Dye Service Heating and Cooling, Freedom Insurance Agency, and Pepsi of Coleman. If you'd like to help promote local music and sponsor this event, send us an email to studio@live95coleman.com. Check out this list of local Coleman bands we've booked so far. Brick Avenue, Wes Brown, Gary Sanders, Stone Floor Theory, Inclination of Direction, Down South, and Dark Before Dawn, all on Saturday. Then come back on Sunday for round two, Crushing Atlas and the Cotton Pickin' Kids. Been excited to bring you a unique blend of music for the last 3 years, featuring music you may not hear on the dial here in Coleman. The FCC granted us use of the 95.5 frequency, so we felt it only fitting to give Coleman access to their best local bands for the low price of $9.55. Tickets are available now on the Live 95 website at www.live95coleman.com through the Eventbrite service. Get your ticket now, because there's limited availability, and tickets are sure to be a bit higher at the door on the day of the event. It's the Live 95 Third Annual Battle of the Bands, live from the Cullman County Fairgrounds, and broadcast live on 95.5 FM right here in Cullman, Alabama. Thanks for supporting Live 95, Cullman's independent radio.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5, bringing you creative design. They integrate cutting-edge graphic design into a high-volume printing operation, combining state-of-the-art technology with the artistic human element. Creative Design offers vehicle wraps, signs, banners, jerseys, and printed shirts of all kinds, hats, and so much more. They are the premier printers for Cosmic Sound, Live 95.5 on the Big D Radio Show. Let Tina Walters at Creative Design help you with your purchase and design. You can find them on Facebook, Creative Design, 256-734-7242. That's 256-734-7242.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Show with me from Birmingham, Ben Mosley and the Contraband. Evidently, the Contraband is banned from coming to the studio because Ben did not bring them. So, Ben is solo here, and Ben, welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
Thank you so much for having me,
man. So we've talked earlier. You told me that you've been with the Contraband almost a year. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell me some of the places that you play?
Okay, first of all, it got started on a humbug, which I always love to tell people. We got a show on accident, in mid-July of last year. Guy called and said, hey, can you play a show in 10 days? And we said, sure. And from then till now, I guess the right people have been at the right places, and we've done, some PR moves, and we've been able to play, Lakeview, a lot of places in Lakeview, Birmingham, but we've also extended our reach to Huntsville, Arab, Clinton, Tuscaloosa, even Memphis. We did a hard
awesome.
Rock show. We did two hard rock shows. So
nice.
I'm very proud of the success, and it's really in the hands of some really great guys that I have. Sorry they couldn't be here tonight, but I'm fortunate to have them, and I love them very much.
Awesome. So tell me, what kind of music do you play?
It's somewhere in between blues and country and rockabilly. I like to tell people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So have you and the Contraband started a new CD or your first CD? Or
we are currently working on our first release. It's a song called Day's Darkest Hour. It's pretty dark.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now, I know you've only been together almost a year, but what's your plans with your band?
Well, see, that's the funny thing is because we got started by accident, you know, we had no real set goals, clear goals. And just in the past 4 months, we've had to streamline because of the places that we're playing and the things that we're doing. And we really have to get a grip on what that direction is. But as far, if you ask my guys, man, all they want to do is play music. And so if we can afford to quit our day jobs and
exactly.
And lose our benefits, then I'm sure we would all love to go on a grand tour.
And you never know.
No.
You never know what's going to happen the next day.
So far, so good.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about you individually as a musician. How long have you been a musician?
I started singing in the bathtub about 7 years old. And then from there on, it's been a keyboard and then a guitar and you know, in school, I was in choirs and did a lot of theater stuff. And so I've always, since I can remember, yeah, it's always been something. My mom telling me to shut up through the, you know, right. bedroom door yeah. or something like that. But
so
love you, Mom, by the way.
Well, what kind of musical influences have you had growing up?
My Uncle Randy, first and foremost, love him to death. We'd get together on, you know, weekends and throw together 4 or 5 guitars, and everybody's, all the adults, of course, were drinking a little beer or two and cutting loose and having, and I love that family influence, that kind of homegrown feel. So I always got to tip a hat to Uncle Randy. But, musically, I love people like Muddy Water, Lightning Hopkins, Howlin' Wolf, of course, your Eric Clapton, ZZ Top, all the way down to today's Chris Stapleton. Love him to death.
Yes,
so
yes.
We try to keep it rugged and not too fluffy and frou-frou. And we like to keep it, you know, cool, I
guess. Right, I understand. Mm-hmm. So now, does your band have a Facebook page?
We do have a Facebook page. Ben Mosley and the Contraband.
All right. So now, do you have your phone number on there that people can contact you to actually book you?
I don't, but we do have business cards, and I'll leave you a couple here. But if you do want to contact me, just hit me up on Facebook, like our page, of course.
Okay.
But, send me a message in Messenger, and I'll be glad to communicate with whoever and wherever.
Awesome.
So,
we'd be love to have you play in Coleman sometime.
Well, that's going to happen the 30th of April. So boom.
April 30th, Roasted. Battle of the Bands. Presented by Live 95.5 at the Coleman County Fairgrounds. We've got 12 bands lined up, so it's going to be a great 2-day event to see the different types of music that's going to be played. And we're really excited to have you and
looking forward to
hear the Contraband. Mm-hmm. So I presume you're going to play one for me since I put you on the spot earlier and you have your guitar.
Sir.
So tell me what you're going to play.
Well, I love this song. It's a sad, that's another one of my faults in music is I love the sad and the melancholy. So this is one called Wishes. It's about what every other heartbreak song is about, longing and wanting to reconcile. So
right. This
one's called Wishes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ben Mosley.
I wish I could take back the years since I left you, make them up hour by hour. I fill them with dancing and bottles of slow gin, romance in the shower. I wish I could sew up the distance between us, put you together again. I'd make you some lemonade, call you my sugar baby, sing you to sleep in the bin. I know the past is the past, and you cannot make it last, and the future is still uncertain like before. I know that all I have is now, but if I could be with you somehow, I would have no wishes anymore. down to crashes you've been through. Smooth out the road up ahead. I'll take you to mountains and beaches of white sand, back to the place where we met. I wish I could hold you in white feather pillows, whisper my dreams in your ears. I'll tell you of children and musical heroes, kiss away all your tears. I'm gonna pass as a glass, and you cannot make it last. And the future's still uncertain like before. I'm gonna
about it, darling.
Look at that. Man, what an incredible musician you are. Look, I'm kind of jealous. I don't know how to play nothing. I'm just a DJ that goes and does weddings, man. What's up with that? You got talent over there.
Thank you, man.
So look, I know you're married, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So do you serenade your wife sometimes doing that?
Yeah.
Does it work every time?
Every single time.
Ooh, there you go. All right, I'm taking guitar lessons next week. Hey, look, we're going to go to a commercial, and actually, by ending the Big D Radio Show, we're going to bring Gary Sanders back in studio and let Ben and Gary take us out. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Whatley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Whatley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5, bringing you creative design. They integrate cutting-edge graphic design into a high-volume printing operation, combining state-of-the-art technology with the artistic human element. Creative Design offers vehicle wraps, signs, banners, jerseys, and printed shirts of all kinds, hats, and so much more. They are the premier printers for Cosmic Sound, Live 95.5 on the Big D Radio Show. Let Tina Walters at Creative Design help you with your purchase and design. You can find them on Facebook, Creative Design, 256-734-7242. That's 256-734-7242.
to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 with us, Gary Sanders and Ben Mosley. So we got a guy from Birmingham, a guy from Coleman, and look, we're just going to let them take us out, and I'm not going to tell you what they're going to play, but we got dancers over here at the end of the table, and so we're going to have them live on Facebook. Look, you can't just wave your hands. You got to get up and dance. You got to shake your body or something. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Sanders and Ben Mosley. Sanders and Ben Mosley. First, let me thank all the guests that's been here tonight. Pastor Bobby Hill, Diana Harrison, Sandy with Path Changers, Ben Mosley, Gary Sanders. Man, we appreciate all y'all being in here. But just stay still. Of course, we're going to go ahead and end the show right now, and we always end the show with a prayer. So, hey, look, if y'all bow your heads, Big D's going to pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you in prayer through your Son Jesus. And Father, we just give you the praise, honor, and glory that you deserve each and every day. Father, we thank you for your Son that died on that cross for us, Father, so that we may have everlasting life. Father, we just praise you, God. I ask that you be with all these musicians here, all these guests. Father, that you just guide them and lead them in your direction where you want them to be. Father, we give you the praise, honor, and glory that you deserve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So look, I'm going to put you on the spot. You got about 5 seconds to decide what you're going to play next, and you're going to take the Big D Radio Show out. So go quick, start thinking, start playing. Thanks for listening to the Big D Radio Show. We'll check you out next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Don't forget, we're getting ready for the Battle of the Bands, April 29th, April 30th at the Coleman County Fairgrounds. Purchase your tickets now live. www.live95.coleman, live95coleman.coleman.
See
Gary Sanders and Ben Mosley with some Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Was around with school tall and school bright, a mini and a bowl on a mini and a night. She moved down here at the age of 18. She beautiful the way all of these things. I was introduced and we both started moving. She said, "Oh, diggy, baby, but I gotta keep moving on, keep moving on." Last dance, Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. I feel so creeping in. Tired of this town again. Ooh. I don't know. I've been told you never slow down, you never grow. Tired of going up, tired of going down, tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my mind. Oh, and yeah, honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Last dance, Mary Jane. One more time, kill the pain. I feel so creeping in. Tired of this town again.
We go. We played another song. Look, hey, I would let you play another song if you knew Kiss. If you knew a Kiss song, I would.
That's
what? Oh my God! both of y'all should know Kiss.
I'm sorry, I don't know any.
Holy smoke!
Here,
I'm kicking y'all out of the studio. So you know some Luke Bryan or some of them other guys? Ladies, tell us.
You said Luke Bryan.
No, but Jason Aldean. Ain't he a popular guy?
I can do Jason Aldean.
Look, hey, look, the station's owner is about to kick me out, but who cares? We're going to play another one. Gary Sanders and Ben Mosley. After this one, we'll leave the Big D Radio Show.
Clean cut and clean shave. I got the cover off of 68. Fired up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, little 10 leg Georgia dream. She's a rockin' them rolling jeans. Baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, there's gonna be a party. Out of town about a half a mile. Well, we've got the big mud ties. Rusty down and wine, oh baby, you can find me the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace the bottom of a real tall country, chilling with some skin and some long hair. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party.
if you want a drink, then you just ride with me. I believe you remember the words. But it don't even matter, cause words got it. It's gonna be a party out of town about a half a mile. Let's get down and wine. Oh baby, you can find me at the back of a Jack's old tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that George Clay, that fine piece, the bottom of a field so cold drink, chilling with some skin and it's a long way. Let's get this thing started.
Come on ladies, let's wave our hands. Hey, get us on camera over here.
That's what you get, Big D, when you put me on the spot. A song that was ill-prepared.
Wow. Look, they're still playing. Now, look, I just want to apologize to my friend and my co-host, Coleman attorney Melvin Hastings. Melvin, I apologize. They didn't know Kiss.
Because sorry, Melvin.
Melvin, but hey, look, Melvin, we may have these guys come in and teach them some Kiss on Understanding on the Law talk show. So it's always a blast on the Big D Radio show, isn't it? And I can just imagine they're in there going, man, these guys are just like, they won't leave the studio. We got to be home to watch TV by 8 o'clock.
I just ordered a pizza.
He just ordered a pizza. So Gary Sanders is buying food for everybody. How awesome is that? Hey, hey Melissa, are you okay back there?
I am ready to play a song.
She's ready to play a song.
Well, there you go. We've got time for one more.
Yes! Can it be something that we actually know this time?
Yeah, since you don't know Kiss, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Take it, man. It's yours.
That's probably a little too dirty right there.
I don't go to church enough. I curse out loud, I drink too much. I'm more of a sinner than a saint. I got a dusty Bible on my shelf. I could pick it up when I need help. Lord knows there's a lot I need to change, and I want to. Maybe you make me want to. The night when I'm at the end of my road, you never stop believing in me when I don't know who I am or what I'm supposed to be. I don't give you no good reason, but baby, don't give up on me. I've smoked my last cigarette at least 100 times, I bet. Guess I'll just keep quitting till it sticks. But for all the things I failed to do, I never failed in loving you. You both know I can't grant your every wish, but I want to. When I'm at the end of my road, never stop believing in me when I don't know who I am, I'm supposed to be. I don't give you no good reason, but baby, don't give up on me. When I'm at the end of my road, you never stop believing.
don't give up on me.
Thank you again, guys. Gary Sanders and Ben Mosley, I appreciate you. Heartfelt thank you for being on the Big D Radio Show. So once again, we're going to have the third annual Battle of the Bands presented by Live 95.5 at the Coleman County Fairgrounds. 12 bands. We're going to start at 11 a.m. on Saturday the 29th and 11 a.m. on Sunday. Now we're going to have a car show there. We're going to have inflatables for the kids. We're going to have arts and crafts vendors there. It's just going to be a great time. So make sure you purchase your tickets now, live95coleman.com. And, hey, just come out and have a good time with us. So thank you guys for being in the studio with us. Appreciate it. Next week, we're going to have probably another 8 band members from 8 different groups next week. Inclination of Direction. Round 2, and Danielle's got a whole list, and I don't know the list, so I know that's bad.
Dark Before Dawn.
Dark Before Dawn. There we go. Down. Go ahead, Danielle. Go ahead.
Ben Mosley and the Contraband. Gary Sanders. These are all of our lineup. The Cotton Picking Kids.
Stone Floor Theory. And look, I just don't have the list in front of me. I know I feel bad, but they're all going to be on the show next week. So tune in next week, next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. for the Big D Radio Show. And you can also check me out with Coleman attorney Melvin Haston on Tuesday at 6 p.m. for Understanding the Law. We will see you folks next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. God bless you and God bless America. We'll see you next time.
Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.